yourself, churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox, speak, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down high. Fire in a fire, representing seven games in a government for hire in a combat site. Left to west is coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, babble, Trump, tethered crop. Look at that, no plane, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heart, please.
Hi, this is Mo. Dan and I on Tuesdays really like to make prank calls, and you've asked us to keep doing that, so we are. So as promised, here's another prank call to Bill Hanisch of Hanisch Bakery in Red Wing. And as usual, the joke is on us.
Ringy dingy two.
Mm-hmm.
Ringy dingy three.
Good morning, Hanisch Bakery. Brenda speaking.
Brenda, hi. It's Mo and Dan from KDWA Radio. Do you remember us?
I believe so.
We have to tell you you're live on the air. We're looking for Mr. Hanisch, please.
Okay. I have to put you on hold for just a second. Can you hold?
Of course.
Sure. Ooh, I think that was the thing to... You were correct, Mo.
What? Oh, to call
in
the
calling,
office?
Pressing two instead of one or three or whatever it was.
Maybe the other people have wised up. They're like, oh, you get it. No, you get it. Let's just let it ring.
You know, we got to figure out how to do. There's something you can do so your number doesn't.
That's not right. But yes, I agree with you. We do.
I didn't say,
yeah. It's not right, but I'm on board.
Let's do it.
So we can make our prank calls anonymously.
Because
It takes all the fun out.
It
when,
does.
Yeah.
If anybody would like us to prank somebody,
you
can send it anonymously to dan@kdwa.com. I won't reveal our source.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. So
yes.
If there's somebody you want us to prank, just send it to dan@kdwa.com.
Your spouse at work or...
Well, we might have some minor restrictions on it. So what else is going on in the world? Let's talk about positive stuff.
Oh, gosh. COVID cases? I don't know.
Talk about COVID. I want to say what a great interview you had with Travis Johnson.
Wasn't that interesting?
That was really good.
Yeah.
We're still trying to locate him. Can you hold just a second?
Of course we can. Would you tell him he's our favorite radio personality that we want to make contact with him?
Sure. Hold on.
Thank you.
She didn't sound convinced, Mo.
No,
sure.
She didn't. He's probably counting the cookies.
Cookies, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Bill.
Oh, we cannot wait to talk to you again. It's Mo and Dan from KDWA in Hastings, and you're live on the air. Dan has to give you a
yes,
disclaimer.
You're live on the air, Bill. So, hey, we're calling to get the update on the Trump versus Biden cookie sale.
Oh. Well, I don't have the up-to-date this morning one, but I could tell you where we were at the end of the day on Saturday.
Sure.
Oh, give me 3 seconds here to pull up the picture.
Oh, you actually have a picture of it?
Oh, yeah. We posted every Saturday of what the totals are.
Okay.
A, to not bombard people with it, but just to give you the weekly update.
Yeah.
And according to our cookie poll, which we started August 1st, we have sold 2,285 Biden cookies. We have sold 8,559 Trump cookies. And then after the debate, we added a third, I wouldn't call it a candidate, I would just call it option. And that is an all-American red, white, and blue poop emoji cookie.
Stop it!
Poop emoji cookie.
Gross.
And that one sold 145 in 1 week.
Oh, Bill, you are not only a great baker, but are a great personality.
I'm afraid to ask what that looks like.
Obviously, chocolate's involved.
No, not on that one. No, it's just red. It's red, white, and blue colored. So obviously, you probably had something interesting to eat the day before. It's been a very heated topic. Actually, every time I post something or, you know, a few other things, and really felt like after the debate, which I'll be honest with you, I did not watch, but I saw a lot of comments about it, so we felt like we needed to enter in a third option, which has not been done here. We have not had a third option on our cookie poll since Ross Perot was in the race.
So who do you think the poop cookies are drawing from? Are they taken away from Biden or Trump?
I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I think it would pull from both.
Say, have you heard, Bill, Mo and I were talking about the congressional election with Angie Craig and the Marine guy, and then the guy that actually passed away was from Red Wing, is that correct?
That's what I heard.
Now, what is the rumor? What happened to him? Was it like a heart attack, or because it was very sudden and unexpected?
I couldn't tell you. I live a very secluded life that involves driving around country roads looking at leaves this time of year.
I was just wondering if maybe the bakery heard the rumors going on because young guy and everything. And, of course, now Angie Craig has filed a lawsuit against she wants the election to go on. Mm-hmm. And what a mess.
Yep. Yeah, well, that sounds like information you're going to have to call the local barbershop for.
Oh.
You are good,
That's
Bill.
That's great. Do you have the number offhand? You're not,
I don't. I think they only do online appointments. Sorry.
So how is everything else in Red Wing, Bill?
It's going great. You know, Liberty's was able to reopen a block up from us after their tragic car crash into the building that did a little bit of damage. And so that is great to see. And it's been hopping the last few weekends. Obviously, it's fall leaf season, so it's a great time to check us out down here in Red Wing.
Your business has come back then from COVID. Is it back to pre-COVID, or is it somewhere in between?
Well, a cookie pull helps out a lot of things. But, you know, we just were fortunate to reopen our coffee shop. We did a remodel in there. And we have reopened that with very limited seating. So, you know, we do have beautiful benches out front if you'd like to take in this wonderful weather that we're hopefully going to extend all the way through January. So,
let's hope.
It's come back, but it's not what it was. I will say that.
Well, what are you known for besides your cookies? I mean, you have great stuff. Tell us a little bit about your business real quick.
A little bit of everything. Our apple fritters are absolutely fantabulous.
Mm.
Maple bacon donuts. Really, you know, when people come in and ask us that question, like, what are you known for? What's your best seller? It's honestly a tough answer because we don't have, like, one per se item that just sells like crazy right now besides the cookie poll right now. You know, we've added ice cream into our coffee shop now, so we have the option to do some cool things with ice cream, like an ice cream filled donut. That's a new little item we do.
Oh, wow.
So there's lots of great things. We have all of our sandwiches, our soups, very nice full menu in our coffee shop of those items. But, you know, that's always such a tough question to try to answer.
I bet people really miss hanging out at your shop and getting the scoop of what's going on in town. Are you able to accommodate a lot of the same groups that used to come in?
I think they're related for at least an hour when they come in here, so they can say that they're family members and have to sit at the same table. You know, we used to have, you know, I would call it like a rotation of groups. We had the early morning ladies groups, the early morning men group, Then we'd have another group come in. We kind of always had these little coffee groups that would come in through the, especially during the week, that you just don't see right now for obvious reasons. But yeah, it's definitely been a little bit trickier. I mean, for us, we're only 1 week into having our coffee shop back open, but unfortunately, you can only have 4 people at a table, and they're supposed to be family members. So, got to make sure that happens.
So tell us more about the Liberty restaurant opening, because we had not heard that. They had quite extensive damage just on one side of the building. Is that correct?
They did. Yeah, they did. It's 1 block up from the bakery and actually where I live. So I was there quite quickly after it happened. Yeah, if I would have said that within a month, they would have had Liberty's basically back up to running within, I would say, as close to 100% as possible. I probably would have thought maybe you were driving the car. But, yeah, it was amazing. The community effort. Also, there was a GoFundMe account set up by our downtown Main Street that raised $25,000 that went to help renters, employees, and other things like that. I know myself and another business down on Old West Main Street, West End Liquors, we actually started selling Liberty's House Ranch dressing and their House Bloody Mary mix, and we sold a lot.
Wow, that was really nice.
It was pretty, I mean, as soon as they would bring in a case of ranch, within an hour it was gone, and it was really cool to be able to do that. I also know Musty Barnhart, which is the insurance agency for Liberty's. They teamed up with another local business, Carlson's, and printed t-shirts with Liberty's Strong on them, and those sold out. It was just really cool to see how Red Wing, once again, when something happens like this, just comes together and steps up in a huge way.
Aren't small towns great?
They are. And, you know, and it's hard to explain it to people that have never been a part of that, that, you know, when small towns need to come together, they step up and do that. You know, it's really awesome to see.
Bill, tell us about the Sheldon Theater. That's not far from where you are either. Is that open yet, or what's going on there?
It's not that to my knowledge. I know they're doing, I think it's this upcoming weekend. Don't quote me on that, because this was supposed to be the art fair weekend coming up, which is still happening. It's just now spread out around the whole city. But they're doing something really cool where they're projecting something about the history of the Sheldon on the outside of the Sheldon using, I believe, what they call video mapping technology. And I'm actually going to have to stroll up and check that out. That could be very cool to watch and see kind of the history of about the Sheldon Theater.
That is interesting. So that is going on right now?
I think it's going to be this weekend. Don't quote me on that. I think I said I was going on Facebook. I don't remember if I checked that on the event page.
But the art fair is going on. That's good to hear. So how will it look different this year?
It's going to be spread out around the town. So instead of being concentrated downtown, there is going to be some over in Central Park in Red Wing. There's going to be some down by the depot in Red Wing. There's going to be some artists over by, I believe, City Hall in Red Wing. You can probably go to the Red Wing Arts page and get all that information and know exactly what's going on. I just know that it's going to be spread out, socially distanced, but they're still going to have that going. And there's also going to be a virtual aspect of it as well.
Well, that's awesome. So what else is going on in your fair city that you want to tell us about?
I was just napping.
We are so sorry. Well, you know what? I bet you keep weird hours, Bill. Tell us about that.
Baker's hours.
Well, I'm a baker. You know, we get up usually between 1 and 3 in the morning for us. You know, it just depends on the bakery. I'm sure up at Emily's, maybe they start their night at 10 o'clock. You know, bakers are strange characters.
We hadn't noticed that, Bill. We hadn't noticed that at all.
We work a lot of hours and strange ones, and for some reason like to hang out in front of warm ovens, which is nice in December and January. The rest of the year, not so much.
Not so much.
But, yeah, it's, well, you know what? It's a great, it's a life I wouldn't trade anything for, because the smiles and memories you get to create are just awesome.
We can tell. You know what, Bill? We had just one more question. So give us the statistic again. Your cookie poll has continued to predict every president. Is that true?
It's always ran with the popular vote.
Okay.
So even if you go back 4 years, here at the bakery, Clinton won our cookie poll. Because unfortunately, we don't have an electoral vote.
Oh, you don't.
So
have an electoral cookie.
So 4 years ago, I believe it was by like 4 or 5 cookies, Clinton won our cookie poll. Now, we go back, but prior to that, this is when social media got involved. It was 8 years ago. We were updating everything hourly on election day.
Come on, your cookies?
The cookies, because we had a line out the door on 8 years ago, and the last guy waited to come in and try to skew the numbers, and Obama was in the lead the whole way. Like, you knew Obama was going to win. But then the last guy comes in, and he goes, I'm going to buy however, and it was super close. I want to buy whatever I need to do to put, let's see, what was it that year? Is that Romney that year? I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know, so he put Romney in the lead. And I'm like, well, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Did you have any mail-in cookie ballots?
he's full of them.
We do not mail our cookies. That is one stipulation. We did. There's actually a heartwarming story behind that. The person was very persistent and wanted to get him down there, and it was for a reason, because a family member from Red Wing was passing away, unfortunately, and wanted to have the political cookies. And we got him down there. They made it there in one piece. They were not what I would consider ideal, but it served its purpose, and it was just one of the family members reached out. Heartwarming story.
Neat.
But other than that, we do not mail in anything.
I was just checking.
Well, Bill, we're going to keep calling you as the election gets closer, because you really are the go-to guy for anything political and anything Red Wing.
What are your hours right now, Bill?
Our hours right now are, we're closed Sunday and Monday. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Saturdays, we are open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. Well, Bill, thank you for being such a good sport and all the great things you do down in Red Wing, because they're fortunate to have you as a member, both a citizen and a business, too.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy talking to you guys.
Bill, can I steal some pictures off of your Facebook page?
You sure can. Otherwise, you can pay me for them.
Oh.
Well, we've already bought a dozen cookies from you.
All right.
Oh,
well, then
great.
You can have whatever picture you'd like.
Great. Okay. I would have to buy a dozen on the other side, or else one of your poop cookies.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye, Bill. Take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not a...